Bluestone Wind, I mentioned at the last two meetings that there's a large wind generation project proposed for Sanford. I also disclosed that I got picked up by the town of Sanford and Windsor to help them review the documents. I'm a professional engineer. I've got 40 years of experience doing environmental impact analysis, and my role was to help review and digest the application, which is, it takes up a bookshelf about 6 feet long. It's huge. We have a diverse membership. We have some members that are very much opposed, as evidenced by the signs around the lake, but we have other members that are receptive to renewable energy development and the Bluestone project. We are a not-for-profit group, corporation under the laws of the state of New York, and our focus as a corporation is the lake and the adjoining lands. This project, the nearest wind turbine would be 4 miles from the lake. Most are in the 6 to 8 mile range. And our approach here was very much like the position that we took for fracking. Some of our friends and property owners in the general area held leases for hydraulic fracking, and the association did not want to drive a wedge between neighbors and take a position one way or the other. We view the wind project very much the same way, and I've been called out by some people as that perhaps my judgment is clouded because I work for the town. And I'll share this. My work for the town is to review the applications and advise the town as to adverse impacts that are going to need to be mitigated and how should those impacts be mitigated. So Aquaga Lake is part of the town, albeit much greater distance away from the project itself. I don't see my role as president of the association and as a consultant, paid consultant to the towns, as being at odds with one another. And if people feel otherwise, I encourage you to speak to me after the meeting. It's a very interesting project. It's a symptom of the direction our state is heading. We've got very clear statutory goals that have been established by a law that was passed about 4 or 5 weeks ago. And we have a Democratic governor, a Democratic Senate, and a Democratic Assembly. So together, this is the direction that they're taking the state. And it's not going to change here or in other places. We have been very encouraging of people to become informed. If you're for the project, if you're against it, There's a very active citizen group that's opposed to the project that you can join. They're a wealth of information. We have information up here. One of the things I do for the sewer committee, for land use and zoning, and for general interest as a property owner, I subscribe to the Deposit Courier. Highlight of my week is when that comes in the mail. You know, it's got all sorts of stuff in there of general interest, but it's got legal notices. This town's been very good that any time there's a hearing about anything, it's in the legal notices. If you want to know what's going on, get the Deposit Courier. Another trick of the trade is I set up in Google a Google alert using certain keywords like Aquaga. I can tell you don't put the word deposit in because you'll get Google alerts for just about everything. But Aquaga, I mean, if somebody dies and they mention Scott's Aquaga Lake House, you'll get the obituary. If there's anything that mentions Aquaga, Mrs. Maisel, whatever, you get an email, you know, that day, and you click on the link, and there you are. So if you're interested in the wind project, put in Calpine, Bluestone, Sanford, Windsor, and you'll get timely information.
Mark is a professional engineer who's reviewed the 6-foot volume package. What is your opinion of the project?
Well, I have been neutral on behalf of my clients because both towns have not advocated one way or the other. They're the host communities. Personally, I recognize what's going on. This is the direction that our state is heading.
There's two concerns. I just want to bring them up. I'm also a professional engineer. One, you said they're 4 miles away from a profile. Can you really be able to see them from one side of the lake? Because my understanding is they're not 450 feet, they're 600, and these were supposed to be in the ocean, and now they're on land, and they've been also sitting on the ground, which means they're going to warp, which means you're going to have a low-frequency noise if these things are warped. This is what's been told me. I haven't investigated it, but a guy who's looked into this, it would be nice for us to know what your opinion of that
is. I'd be happy to show you where the visual analysis is contained in the application, and you can take a look. It's by and large, it's not visible from the lake. There's some spots on Scott's property where, if you picture the lake, there's hills all around, but there's one little low spot to the north where you may see the top of one or more is what the graphic in the application says. But I'm happy to show that to you.
David Trevor.
Yes, David.
I'd just like to add, I would let Mark's statement in the opening package speak for itself. My wife and I have looked at House Courier, went to the public meeting, different ads, letters to the editor, and I have yet to see anything more straightforward, fact-based, and neutral than Mark's analysis of the Senate. I believe it's a two-sided summary of this project, and I'd just like to acknowledge Mark his neutrality on this, and it's even fact-based.
And keep in mind, it's a state process. So the decision as to whether this moves forward or not rests with the New York State Siting Board, not the town, not the county. And the process, I believe the timeline is the Siting Board is supposed to make a decision. They'll either deny it or they'll approve it, or they approve it with conditions. And that's supposed to happen by the end of this year. But you can, the Public Service Commission website has every bit of application material, and all the interagency correspondence are all posted where you can review them and be as informed as you want to be.
I will put that link in the next newsletter.
And the courier will be mailed to you. So they'll ship it out.
It's expensive too. It's $26 a year.
No, $30 if you live out of Binghamton area. So it could be up to $30, folks. $30.
Unless you say you're a college student, you can get a college discount. That brings us to new business. Do we have any new business as a group that you want to bring to the board's attention?
No, Mark, could I just one more thing? Senator Ashkar, who go on his New York State website, and he is conducting a survey to get your information, your what you feel about this project, the wind farm project. So if you really want your voice to be heard, you can also go on to that and fill in the survey. It's only like 5 questions, but it would be a way to be heard.
Mm-hmm. What was Senator's name?
Ashkar.
Ashkar. Do you know, is that open only to New York full-time residents, or can any property owner?
We have a copy of his survey up here if you want to take a look at it that he mailed out to us. I understand there are 2 versions of it. Is that right, Judy? One is kind of for the local residents and one is more general.
I'm not sure. I get his email all the time and he surveys about anything that's coming up
he does.
For a vote.
Mm-hmm.
But this one
came in the mail.
Here came in the mail. And so I believe you could voice your opinion. It doesn't say, it does ask for your address. That, I don't know, that's not your permanent address.
Okay, so you don't know that it's excluding
That's right. I don't know.
I think it's on his website.
If it's on his website, probably anybody can get to it. So. Yeah.
Do you happen to know if he's a Democrat or Republican?
He is a Republican.
I responded to it and made my suggestion, but I forgot to give the better suggestion. I said, so that you don't have neighbor against neighbor, you put it back in the ocean.
Yeah.
The better suggestion is use the tides. That's always there. The tides are just make it generate enough electricity for the whole country.